from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, November 16th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Dan Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media, Democrat Lee Palmateer has defeated Republican Ed Bloomer in the special Greene County Legislature District 3 race to represent Athens following a count of absentee ballots and affidavits at the County Board of Elections on Wednesday, November the 15th. Palmateer prevailed with a final tally of 629 to 608. Palmateer will serve out the final year of the late Gene Hatton's three-year term. Hatton died in August, and Mary Hatton was appointed to serve in his place until January 1st. Palmateer said, and I quote, "I'm looking forward to joining the other members of the legislature and making the tough decisions that need to be made," end quote. Bloomer said that despite the loss, he enjoyed campaigning and would not hesitate to run again. He said, and I quote, "It was an experience that I'm glad I had. It was a lot more positive than I was expecting," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council has chosen Sherjah Mazan to serve out the remaining 2 months of John Friedman's term as 3rd Ward Alderman. Friedman resigned October 31st. Mazan was appointed at a special meeting of the council on Tuesday, November the 14th. He was elected unopposed to the 3rd Ward seat November the 7th and will begin his own two-year term January 1st. Mazan said Wednesday he will be ready to serve at the council's next meeting on November the 21st. This is the first time Mazan has held elected office in the United States. He has been a resident of Hudson since he immigrated from Bangladesh in 2000. Mazan said, and I quote, "I am a straightforward person. If I see something that needs to be changed, I will discuss it. If it is amendable and it is good for the citizens, the city, and all involved, I will do that. But we have to look at all those things," end quote. Mazan said he decided to run for office because he wanted to, and I quote, "help his community," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Anthony Fiducia is reporting in Columbia Green Media. Absentee ballots were counted on Wednesday, November the 15th, and the results of Greene County races too close to call on November the 7th are now in. In Hunter, incumbent Darrell Legg, a Democrat, defeated Republican Rory France for the town supervisor position. The final count was 553 to 491 after 122 absentee ballots were tallied. Donald Schoenborn Jr. and Greg Cross emerged victorious in the Prattsville Town Board race. Schoenborn, who ran on both the Democrat and Republican lines, and Republican Cross received 154 votes and 129 votes, respectively. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union that U.S. Representative John Faso said late Wednesday, November the 15th, he will vote against the House Republican tax reform plan when it comes up for a vote on Thursday. Faso's no vote means a majority of New York's 9 House Republicans plan to vote against the bill. The Kinderhook Republican, who was still undecided during a telephone town hall on Tuesday night, has expressed concerns about the provisions of the bill that ends deductions for state income and sales taxes and caps property tax deductions at $10,000. Faso also does not support the plan to eliminate deductions for medical bills. Faso said Tuesday he does not like the included proposals to double the standard deductions to $12,000 for individuals and $24,000 for married couples, and the ability for small businesses to write off equipment and machinery expenses in the same year the purchases are made. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And finally, Ryan Hutchins and Dana Rubenstein are reporting at Politico New York that Amtrak, saying the work could not wait, announced on Wednesday, November the 15th, it has scheduled extensive repair work on several tracks at New York Penn Station to begin in January. The work is expected to run through May, and at least one track will be out of service for the entire 5-month period. Scott Napostak, Amtrak's chief operations officer, said in a call with reporters, and I quote, "One of the lessons learned for Amtrak is we have to be more aggressive about repairs. It's appropriate that we begin the work in January," end quote. The railroad will replace tracks 15 and 18 and may do the same for track 19, as well as replace the C interlocking, a section of signaling equipment designed to prevent trains from making conflicting movements. The work will affect 5 daily New Jersey Transit trains on the Northeast Corridor and New Jersey coastline. The project begins January the 5th. You can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain today, mainly before noon, then a chance of showers afternoon. The temperature high will be 51 degrees. For Thursday night, a slight chance of showers before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 22. On Saturday, rain is likely, mainly after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. Saturday night, showers with a low around 38. Sunrise today was at 6:48 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:31 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 16th day of November 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.